That's disappointing, because I could totally use someone making it rain hundreds on me all at once.
You here for the interview?
A sketchy-looking guy asked as I approached the bar. His eyes traveled slowly over me. Yes,
I'm Eddie, the owner. I'll be right with you.
He interrupted. I was afraid you'd say that. Trying to look patient and natural, I glanced at Eddie. He was exactly what I pictured a stereotypical strip club owner looking like, down to the greasy hair and velour tracksuit. There was an emphasis he put on his job title that filled me with unease. I can do this. I can do this. I have to do this. Repeating my mantra, I picked at my black slacks. I hadn't been sure what to wear to an interview that involved me taking off my clothes, but I was suddenly feeling both under and overdressed.
Have a seat,
Eddie said, grabbing my attention as he pointed to a table. As we sat, a lecherous smile spread across his face.
So, hey, sorry, lost track of time.
A deep, rough voice said as a man entered the room. And what a man he is. At least 6'3", all of it muscle, he looked giant. His dark hair was shaved close to his head, and the dark stubble on his face emphasized his strong jaw and cheekbones. The sleeves of his quality dress shirt were rolled, showing off his tattooed forearms. I didn't work there, but I was tempted to give him a lap dance. I wouldn't have even minded if he didn't make it rain.
I'm Lars. You must be Harlow,
he greeted, holding his hand out with a non-lecherous smile. Why is it always the ones I want to flirt that don't? That's me. I shook his hand. What's the proper etiquette for interviewing at a strip club? Do I thank them for being willing to see me naked? Thankfully, Lars launched into the questions.
How old are you?
22.
Ever danced before? Go-go, lessons, anything?
I took ballet as a kid for a few years, but nothing like this, no. He gave me a reassuring smile as he made notes on some papers.
That's okay. A lot of the girls don't have this kind of experience when they start. Any dancing makes a bigger difference than you'd think.
It almost felt like a regular interview, minus all the various poles. How do they get them so shiny?
You got any ugly tattoos?
Eddie snapped, annoyed.
Quality ones are fine, but some guy's name, a Tinkerbell that looks like she has a mustache, home-done shit aren't. Anything jacked?
No, none at all. As much as I loved ink, my extreme fear of needles basically guaranteed I'd always be admiring them on someone else's body. I wonder where else Lars is tattooed.
Scars, stretch marks, shit like that.
I shook my head. Eddie clicked a pen impatiently as he looked me over.
You gonna be able to get up and do your thing? I don't want to put you on the schedule and have you chicken out. Then I'm out the time and down a dancer. The other girls flip their shit and I gotta pay more, so I'm out money too.
No, I can do this. I think. Maybe. God, I hope so.
All right. The rest is moot if we don't see what you're working with.
Eddie leaned back in his chair, king of Sleazeland. I was ready to bolt when Lars stood. His expression was a weird mix of kind, apologetic, and pissed. I was glad only the first two were directed at me. He pointed to an entryway.
Head down that hallway, second door on the right. Sasha is back there. She'll get you set up.
When I got to the door, I opened it without knocking. Note to self, always, always knock on doors at strip clubs. Always. Sorry, I said, turning away from the topless woman. Hun, I've been stripping since I was 16. You're not the first person to see my rack. Right, I muttered. As much as I wanted to believe I could do this, I was seriously doubting myself. If one skeezy guy and one...